Recently, I had the privilege of speaking at the African Bible College in Liberia, West Africa. My wife and I had not been there very long before we began to realize that this was an outstanding institution. The grounds were immaculate. The dorms, the administrative building, the chapel were all first rate. The professors and staff were all academically and spiritually trained to carry on their responsibilities at the highest level. But the thing that stood out to us the most was the quality of the students. Each morning, after I gave my lecture, we had a 30-minute question and answer session, and the questions were of such a nature that you could tell they were prompted by dedicated hearts and very bright minds. They were thoughtful, zealous, and eager to learn. As I talked with these students, it occurred to me there was a great similarity between them and the people of that first church recorded in the book of Acts. The first thing we learned about them is that they were a bunch of eager learners. Acts 2:42 tells us they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. They just couldn't seem to get enough. They were faithful, available, and teachable. This, of course, makes all the difference in the world. If a person is eager to learn, makes himself available to be taught, and goes on to apply what he's learned in the daily routine of life, that person will go somewhere. But all too often in the church today, you find just the opposite. Individuals are too busy with other things that might be good in themselves, but not the best. Perhaps we've forsaken the example of our earliest ancestors in the faith to put the study of the Word of God and devotion to Jesus Christ at the top of our priority list. Friend, let me encourage you to take this passage of Scripture very seriously. God used these growing Christians to mightily affect their world for Christ, and He wants to use you in the same way. May He find in you and me that same zeal, that spirit of an eager learner who was willing to alter his lifestyle in order to serve God. He can use a lot more like our early ancestors in the faith and the students that I observed in Liberia, West Africa. Will we make the sacrifice? For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.